Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding a Shumas Daf Samech Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting the second line from the top of the Hamud. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah that says, She'ein be'hekdish tashlum mekefel, you don't pay double by hekdish. How do we know that? She'nema yishalem shenayim l'ri'eyu. V'loy le'hekdish, you pay double only to your friend, not to hekdish. So when someone steals from hekdish, he doesn't pay double. Continues the Gemara and says, the end of the Mishnah, Choy Matirim Be'elu. So we had a whole list in the end of the Mishnah that says that you cannot pay the Truma from that list. Why? Because these things do not have association with Truma. If we talk about Hefker, we talk about the Matnas Anim of Leket Shicho Peyo, and then we spoke about Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, and Hegdish. Chachamim say, no, you could use these to pay the Truma. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Says we're talking about Matirim Be'elu, doesn't say a single, not the last case of the Mishnah only. We're talking about the last three cases. You add two to the last case, which we talk about Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, and Hekdesh. These three cases, Chachamim say you could pay Truma, because these three, you could have been Chayav in Truma if you wouldn't have do the Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, or the Hekdesh. So therefore, they're more associated with Truma, and therefore you could pay Truma with it. So that's what explains. Lama. They do have shaykhs to it before they became what they are right now. Says, well, 1 second. So you want to tell me the first list of the Mishnah? Talk about leket shicho peyo. That's something that you cannot pay to the kohen. That cannot be truma because it's not associated with truma. So, well, is that true? The leket shicho ain't bem zikas truma meisers. They don't have shaykhs to truma meisers. As Reb Chaim explains, the more understands which leket shicho we're talking about. We're talking about leket, the person went and harvested a field. And then something fell off. We're talking about a person had harvested his entire field, and then it decided to leave a portion of it to be payo. So before he designated that to be leket shicho payo, they are already roy to be truma. He decided to make that leket shicho payo, and therefore they're not any more royal truma. But they were roy to be truma, exactly like Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, and Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, Ela, we talk about a case. Beneshiras leket. The leket that we're talking about, the person is chayav, fell from his hand. We're talking about that as he's harvesting his field, the leket fell off. He never touched it with his hand. It's not that he picked it up and then it fell from his hand, so it was ready to be truma. Before it fell from his hand, already when he was taking the sickle and cutting off the tvuah, it fell to the ground. Uvikamas peyo. We're talking about a peyo that he did while still connected to the ground, before he harvested. So therefore, never was royal truma. Truma is only once you cut off it, you take it out from the ground, and that's what it says. So again, be nishiras leket u be kamas peya anan kayomim. We talk about a case that he did the leket shicho peya before they were royal to be truma. Says the Gemara, leisa do pashta shielta de chifayet. This answers the question the chifay asked. The chifay shah chifay asked leket be nishiro mal sheikadesh. Does leket become leket the minute a person goes and cuts it off, when it's still in the air, or it becomes leket only when it falls to the ground? My nafkamino, could you make it hegdish while it's still in the air? If that piece of grain became leket immediately, you can't make it hegdish. It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the anim. But if it became leket only when it touched the ground, so while it's in the air, you can make it hegdish. Says the Gemara, according to what we're saying, we have an answer. Because we're saying there was never roy to be truma. That means the minute he cut it off, the minute he used his sickle to cut off the tvuah, it right away became leket. If it became leket only once it touched the ground, so in between it was roy to be truma. We want to say this was never roy to be truma based on our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Girsa of Chaim, Amar le'Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said back, Fataninu, you could say, I'll tell you, you learned from the Mishnah. It says leket together with peyo. And peyo, we're talking about, peyo could be done when the thing is connected to the ground. Islach meimar peyo. Keleket. The same way peyo is talking about when it's still connected to the ground becomes peyo, so leket we're talking about immediately when it got disconnected from the ground becomes leket, and you don't have some time in between. It makes sense that leket becomes leket immediately. Concludes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbanon, we're not just disagreeing in the three last cases of the Mishnah on Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, and Hekdesh, with that you could pay truma because they had the potential being truma. But even in leket shicho peyo, that from the beginning they were not roy to be truma, they also could use it for payment. There's no requirement, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Libud Rabbanon, to pay something which is roy to be truma. Continuing, Staf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Meaning you could pay truma back even from a different thing than a person ate. A person ate a certain type of item, he could pay it with another food. As long as he's paying from a better food, or at least equal. The only thing you could pay with is the exact item that was being eaten. If he ate gourds, shaler shviz, before Shemitah, and then you won't have them in Shemitah because vegetables in Shemitah are asur. Yamtim the kishuin shemoitzi shviz, vishamem, you wait for the year after Shemitah and pay from there. Because you always have to pay what you ate. The same source that Blazer has that you could pay from any other min, that's the source of Rabbi Kiva that you cannot. You pay koyin koydish. Whatever can be koydish is good enough. Any food. He gives back that same koydish that he ate, that's what he has to pay back. So, what's the case? Achal yerek v'shilim groigris. Person eats vegetables, and he pays groigris, which is dry figs, which are more valuable. Groigris is shilim t'raim. He ate groigris, which is dry figs, and he pays back with dates, which are more valuable. Tavolei brocha. In all these cases, he's paying more tavolei brocha. The Rebbe Chaim explains, there's a machlekes, how do you pay truma? Do you pay truma based on size, or you pay truma based on value? So if you hold based on size, we understand very much. You give it the same size of figs, or the same size of dates. Dates are worth more. But if we talk about based on value, and you give him the same value. So he quotes the Gemara of the Bavli that says, yes, even if they're the same value, it's easier to sell dates than to sell figs. So always when you give me a better thing, an item which is more valuable, it's easier to sell it even though the actual money is the same. Says the Gemara, Ochel Bikurim Ma'u Mishal. What about Bikurim? Bikurim also has a din of Truma. So Reb Chaim explains, the question is, by Bikurim, we have to pay only Shiva Saminim. That's the only way you can bring Bikurim. Does Reb Lazar always you can pay with other items? The same with Truma, you can pay other items that could be Truma. So can you pay Bikurim with things which are not Shiva Saminim? And according to Reb Chaim's understanding, the Gemara is not answering. The Gemara goes with another question. And this question, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ochel Anovi Misham Yain, Zeisi Misham Shemen. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to pay the same min. But if one ate grapes, can you pay wine? Wine is coming from grapes, but it's more valuable. Continues the Gemara, Ochel Chala. Person ate Chala, which Chala has also Dima Truma. Can he use tvuah that did not get to a third of his growth? If he did not get to a third of his growth, there's no din truma on it. But there is din chala on it. So do I treat it like truma and say you need to pay what works for truma? Or you can say whatever works for chala is good enough? Even if before you get to the third, if it gets the chimutz, it's able to become like a chala, to have chametz, so it is chayav and chala. And similarly, the Gemara asks, Ochel bikurim, how she sham im chub lakarka. Bikurim, one can give bikurim even when it's connected to the ground. And one says the next sentence. One can designate bikurim when it's connected to the ground. Truma is only once it was detached, once it was harvested. So the question is, if you're learning for truma, do you have to pay only things that work for truma? Or if you're learning that you can pay for anything, maybe you could pay also from items, that any item that works for chala or bikurim, maybe that you could pay for chala and bikurim. Continues the Gemara and says, regarding the gourds. Says the Gemara of Avin B'Shem Rabbanin, the Tamon. Rav Avin says the name of Rabbanin from Bavil. You see, for me, you can't pay for Peres Chutzot. You can't use from fruits of Adam Eretz Yisrael to pay for Truma. Because if you could, why don't you pay in Shemitah from Peres Chutzot? So the Gemara, feel tame Misham, even if you only do pay. We're talking before Rebbe allowed to bring vegetables from Chutzot to Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. So there's no such thing of Peres Chutzot to pay in Eretz Yisrael. But once Rebbe allowed to bring it in Echanami, then you could pay with fruits of Chutzot. Continues the Gemara in the Sachbeis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, the example of the Mishnah is gourds. Tavashu Peres Yisrael. It's something that you're not allowed to enjoy in Shemitah, because you're not allowed to plant in Shemitah. And even if it grows on its own in Shemitah, it's also because it's called Svichin. Svichin is any vegetables that grow on their own. Special thing by vegetables, you're not allowed to eat it. But if the fruits are something that you could eat in Shemitah, then the Chur will learn from the Mishnah that you could use to pay for Truma. Says the Gemara, according to Gisa Reb Chaim, Afilu Peres Heter. Even Peres Heter, you're not allowed to pay Truma back on Shemitah. Shemat Oyim Ken, if you say yes, isn't like as if he's purchasing something from the fruits of Shemitah? Meaning he's obligated to pay the Kohen. If he can use the fruits of Shemitah, so he's benefiting from Shemitah fruits to pay his obligation. It's as if he's buying for himself an item with the fruits of Shemitah. You're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to use the fruits of Shemitah l'schoiro, for business. Here, if he has the obligation to pay, and he goes and he pays it, it's considered to be as if he's fulfilling his obligation, per Shemitah, he's using per Shemitah l'schoiro. Adj Reb Chaim, this whole discussion is only according to Chachamim, that we learned in the Mishnah. What did Chachamim say? Chachamim said, you could pay Truma, even things that are not associated with Truma. But according to Reb Meir, the whole, the only thing you could pay is something that could be Truma. Of course you can't use Per Shemitah, because Per Shemitah are Hefker, they don't have Truma. So according to this last sentence of the Gemara, goes according to Rabbanon, that you're allowed to use anything to pay for Truma, even something which is not associated with Truma, even something which is Hefker. This is the end of the sixth parak of Maseches Trumas, Hadron Al-Khayich Al-Trumo, Hadron Al-Khayich Al-Trumo, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Samech Aleph.